Close your eyes and begin breathing softly, a little deeper, a little softer than you usually would, down into your heart as you focus on that area. You can bring your hand to your heart. You can feel yourself smile inside, maybe outside too. Breathing softly and fully. And then begin to recall or focus or generate a positive emotion, a feeling of gratitude, appreciation, caring, compassion. And feel that in your heart, knowing that as you do that, as you breathe each heart-focused breath with a positive emotion, that you're giving yourself a gift. You're giving your health a gift. Your immune system is regenerating itself. Your mind is clearing. Your body is feeling at peace in the moment. And everything that came with this weekend is integrating all by itself. You don't need to do anything. It's already always happening. You just need to breathe that peaceful breath into your heart, allowing yourself to receive. Just receive, knowing that you are the ones that make the difference. And it begins just like this, right here, right now.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? One last time in Texas, huh? Here we are. As your light is getting brighter, your multidimensionality might get brighter too. And remember that you may put your keys down and they'll slip into another dimensional realm, and then where will you be, huh? But it all can come back to you through your emotional body. You know, your emotional body can transcend all dimensions. Your emotional body can connect with those keys that have slipped into another dimensional realm and bring them back into this dimension. Your emotional body is the most powerful, creative energy on this planet, or maybe in this galaxy. So in that emotional body, that is why we talked to you about the purchase order. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? All that energy comes from the heart. You know, according to the Buddha, everything is suffering. Well, maybe that was the way it was then, and we've argued with the Buddha about that. You know, it's not necessarily good to argue with the Buddha. They're pretty determined. And yet we did see the point of view that as in my time, everything was suffering. Now you are shifting the consciousness to recognize the suffering can also be a choice. But the suffering does come when you decide that you want something different than what you feel is in your control. And yet, everything is in your control. You are in control of how you respond to all aspects in your world. You are that creative force in your emotional body, as Adironda says. And your emotional body emits a force that is incomparable in this dimension. So, if you are suffering, check your emotions. If you want to be different than you are, it is because you have not recognized who you truly are. And when you know who you truly are, that is when you live in nirvana, as you call it, heaven on earth. You see, my teachings were that it is possible to live at that vibration. Devotees, monks have been trying to do so ever since. Some accomplish it. I'm asking each of you to be who you are and live at that higher vibrational frequency. To know that it is possible now. You are in a new world. You are the new human. And that provides nirvana, heaven on earth. And it begins here, in the heart. To know the possibilities of you. Many of you we have seen before for a few thousand years. Good to see you again. You've changed. You have more hair. Some of you do. See yourself as yourself and remind yourself that mindfulness, focus, concentration, living in your conscious world, aware that you are aware, is truly the light and all is possible.
Hoo-ha. So we won't argue with the Buddha again.
But it is nice that they correct and learn as we do, just as you do, huh? You see, it is about you being you. We talked earlier about God. You are part of God, however you define that energy. That you are rewriting your world. You are rewriting your past. You are rewriting your heritage. So know that you are in control of that. What would you like to write in your present and your future? Woohoo, kick your heels up every day. Start your day with a wild time. Start your day in peace. How do you define that? That is what we want you to focus on. What would you like to feel like every morning when your feet touch the ground? What would you like to feel like every day when you go through your day? And what would you like to feel like when you take your feet off the ground and tuck them neatly into your bed? That is your purchase order. Woohoo! How fun will that be, huh? We see we'll be meeting some of you overnight, eh? So as you understand that, the multidimensionality of this time right here, right now, the veils are thinner now than they ever have been. Science is proving that, and we're happy that they're catching up with us. So in that capacity, you are a part of that proof. You are a part of that new vibrational frequency that is becoming more and more prevalent on this planet. Breathe into that. And again. We are an activator. Consider yourself activated. We love you so deeply. We see you. We see your light. We see your questions. We see you wondering, well, how can this be and how can that be? And we say, poor little brain, it's okay. It's moving and evolving now. It's not poor anymore. It's active and excited for the next step of humanity. That is you. The next step. We love you. And we are thankful for your courage. We see you. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the last channel of the series in this place. Fittingly, we have been discussing invisible things. The things that we discuss, that Adiranda brings, the emotional body, all of these things, concepts, beautiful and invisible. The subject of the Buddha was brought up, so let me continue. One of the most unusual messages of the Buddha, over ages remembered and written up, discussed, analyzed, is a time when his entourage was gathered before him. There were those around him expecting still another profound message. And as they tell it, he brings a flower and begins to look at it. And for the entire time of the message, not one word was spoken, not one. And yet there was a message. You see, he was gazing at the flower. And some say, well, this was Buddha telling us about Gaia and the connection with all things, being one with all things. It was more than that. For it was a study of existence, very esoteric indeed. But in the simplest way, he was studying the existence of the flower, pasting that upon the existence of the human as they walk on this planet, what they're doing here, just like the flower. What is its purpose? What's next for it? But it exists. We bring this to a practical conclusion. And we say the study of existence is truly the study of reality. What is your reality today? You know you exist. You can contemplate your own existence. That's what gives you the brand of an intelligent being, the pondering of why you're here. But dear ones, that existence that you look at is so much larger than you think. So much larger. You're approaching an age which is different. An age where so many things can now start to evolve and change and bring a world that no one has seen. In all that is appropriate and good and benevolent on this planet, this is probably one of the most important times there's ever been. It is a radical change in existence of the human being. I want you to think for a moment. In the realm of what you cannot see, what might there be that you don't expect? Oh, there are those who say, well, there he goes again, that cryon, talking about invisible things. How can we relate to invisible things when we're in a linear world and we don't have invisible things? And then I would remind every human being that your life is filled with invisible energy. And maybe you didn't even think about it or know about it or want to admit it. Draw gravity for me and tell me all about it, and you can't. All you can tell me is that it exists and always has. Most of you don't even know why, but you live with it. It is one of the largest invisible energies that you will encounter in your life, gravity. It's invisible, totally. Your magnetic grid is invisible, totally. There are only a few giveaways that it actually works or is actually there, and that is when you see it interact with another magnetic field of the sun. And you call it the aurora borealis when it's in the north. It's invisible. It's energy. It's tremendous energy. You live with this. Have you ever thought of that? I'm going to give you the biggest one. I want you to draw love for me. And you can't. Love is an enormous energy. When two hearts are entangled in coherence, it affects the brain oddly. People in love do stupid things. What an energy, totally invisible, right out of the emotional body. I premise all of these things. That's the introduction to invisible things. What if that were just the tip of the iceberg, as they say? What if invisible things for you were always there? The human being has free choice. This is an axiom of the Creator. You don't push the envelope of free choice. You can give humans hints and ideas and help them along in angelic visits and all that is, but you don't push their free choice. It must be free. It must be free. And in this new energy, there's going to be a lot of, I will say, exposition of beautiful things. And for the old soul to go to this next step, to find the spark that we have talked about that will open the window of invisible things, there's going to be a lot of connection with your heart. You see, this is what spirit is the best at. Touching hearts and saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. But it's still free choice. In these next years, dear ones, there are so many who will have epiphanies of realization, of invisible things that are beautiful, that will change life. There is resistance always to change. Some will find this spark and this awareness of invisible things because they go to a dark place and they're in trouble. And they will hear these messages and it will bring them to a point of decision to look where human beings haven't looked before, to an invisible energy as strong as gravity or the magnetic field or as love, but perhaps even stronger and more powerful and more profound. It's the energy of your soul. I've used the example before that there is an outstretched hand. And in this energy, the hand is as big as it ever has been. And it's just out of sight with free choice. the question is, will you take the hand? And it's a metaphor, of course, there is no hand, but it's like there was, because you will feel that hand in yours, pulling you out of the depths of darkness into the light, and then letting go so that you can feel all that invisibility that is there, the connection with an evolvement, a higher vibrating consciousness, an awareness, where all things start to change, where attitudes and perceptions start to change, the aha experience that so many have had in this room even. You don't have to go to a dark place for this, dear ones. You can do it with spiritual logic just by listening to this message and sitting in a place where you're alone and you feel comfortable and you're in coherence with all that is, and you say to Spirit, show me more. Dear Spirit, if you're out there and I'm missing anything, I give permission to be shown what it is. It's as simple as that. It really is. That is pure intent. 30 years ago, when my partner sat in his chair and realized that there was more to the world than he knew, when he started his journey on invisible things, including the connection with Kryon, he had no idea at that point the grandness of what was out there. He had to be given it little by little, because it would have been too much for him to have it all at once. We've told him he might even have burned up if we had given it to him all at once, because his vibration was so low at that time. I give you this example because all he did was give intent. Every single human has their own energy based upon the lives they've lived here. All of the things that go into creating human consciousness, you're all so unique. Some will receive these things so easily, and some in a more difficult way. But it's all there. And it all has to do with your willingness of pure intent. Even in the first books, in the first channels, I started telling you about the power of pure intent. There were those who would say, what is the difference between pure intent and simply intent? It's difficult to give it to you in words, but you can feel the emotions of it. If you want to try something, that's not pure. If you're at a place where you say, well, I don't know what to do, but I'll consult somebody and I'll listen to them, that's not pure, not really. Pure intent is the cognizing of the safety and the beauty of the creative source inside you. So you know that if you leap into the void, you'll be caught by that hand. And there's no fear. No apprehension, no anxiety, because you feel already that the hand is there. That's pure intent. When my partner asked in the chair, dear Spirit, if you're out there, show me. He gave permission. He did not give pure intent. That came later. He was curious. What he got was a crack opened in the door. With free choice, he could go there or not. We showed him there was more than he thought there was. It was only later, when he realized the scope of it all, that one day in the shower, he said, show it all to me. Give me a meld that's 24/7 that I will never lose. That's pure intent. For it was a safety. There was no net to catch him spiritually. because he believed in the creative source that was benevolent and loving, that would never hurt him, never trick him, never fool him, and only give him core truth. Are you ready for that? And some will say, I think so. And that's the first step. And that was his first step. It doesn't all have to come at once, but it's the beginning of the revelation that there is far more out there, old soul, than you can ever imagine. There are other planets in this galaxy of yours who have gone through what you have gone through. Many. Some didn't make it. Free choice, dear ones. Some didn't make it. Many did. And if you could be with them today, you would find planets much like yours, with societies and cultures much like yours, logic much like yours, those looking much like you do. But there'd be a big difference. If they've gone through a million years of examination and the cycles that are always there for planets to go through and learn and evolve, you may come across one or two who have even gone beyond that which is corporeal. I'll call them ascended planets, where they fully realized what was invisible and melded with their soul. It can control physics appropriately, where there's no real death anymore, and there hasn't been disease for 1,000 years. You might say it would look like a planet of angels, and you'd be right, because there's a fine line differentiation between what you would consider an angel from beyond or an ascended being from another place. That's the possibilities. They're the ones who will often visit here. They're the ones who will show themselves and you'll say, an angel appeared to me today. That was the one on Mount Sinai who was always called a burning bush. Angelic presence coming from other parts of the galaxy, some will call that blasphemous. It has to come from God. Well, it did, and it does, and so does your meld with your soul. You have God inside, God inside, God inside. Aren't you interested in capturing the beauty and the magnificence of the potential of your lineage and where you may go? Old soul, you're coming back and back and back. Well, this planet has a long way to go, and we need you. And that's why you came. Hard for you to ever imagine this, but even within that which was your first lifetime, before you came in, there was a blessing given. The first souls on this planet to ever arrive, a blessing was given. A blessing from all of those from other places, including the creative source and the angels and the ascended ones and all of those who would ever be a blessing as you came into this planet, and they all gathered and they said, let the journey begin. For this day was seen as a potential. Without time or space, it was simply around the corner. And here you are, having made it, poised and ready for a new planet to begin. It sounds grandiose in light of all that you see on your news. This is where the low vibration starts to meet the high. This is where the integration starts to occur that we have discussed over and over. When vibrations collide, they don't have to die. They don't have to fight. They can integrate. And light will always win. These are metaphors of what can happen next. This is the crux that every planet has faced at this stage. How long will it take? What's going to happen next? How difficult will it be? It all depends upon light workers and old souls deciding to discover invisible things. That's where you are. That's the message of Kryon, and always will, but it becomes more poignant, more practical perhaps, more esoteric at the same time. But there are so many discovering right now these things, and you can talk to them and you can see God in their eyes. And they're not all simply New Age people. They're regular people all over the planet in many, many belief systems where God is starting to get bigger to them. And they're starting to realize there's something out there that's beyond anything they were ever told. Let that be you. And understand the truth and the reality of these things as you walk the rest of your life here. And so it is.